96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites.
Mainstay Suites invites you to check out why they are one of the fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the Mainstay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
KVUE News time is 8:44. It is Newsmaker 2 time today. Bobby Thompson joining us. So a busy guy here this week with Flint Hills Gravel Ride activities coming up.
Coming up this weekend. Bobby, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful.
So how are the plans coming together here for the, I guess we really need to say, the big week of kind of activity?
True.
It is a big week. The plans are in place. Everything is organized. Now it's ready. It's time to execute here for the next 3 days.
Well, you've been, getting the promotional aspect of this stuff out since really this fall.
Yes, absolutely. You know? You're starting the fall with this now.
So there's that much that's going on as far as your sponsorships and your events and your volunteers. A lot of hours going into this, huh?
A lot of hours going into it. It's a lot of getting out and meeting people, which I love to do anyway, a lot of networking. We have grown over this is our fourth year, and we have probably equal amount of local sponsors as we have bike industry sponsors now. So very appreciative to the community.
Well, and this will all launch and kind of revolve around Americas, right?
It's all based in Americas. It's my hometown. Grew up there, just a short amount of years ago.
And a couple of days ago, yeah.
Yeah, just a couple of days ago. So I get to show off the roads that, I learned how to ride my bike on, how to drive a car on, and showcase Americas just a little bit.
Speaking of that here, Bobby, how important is that to have Americas as your hub? You could do this anywhere, really across the Flint Hills, but why Americas as the hub, and how important was it to do that drive up and down the route here to kind of gather how things are going to go?
Yeah, I was there I lived there for probably about 10 years back in the 80s and 90s, and no matter how long you how many years go by, you always feel tied to that community that you grew up and grew a part of. And going back there and reminiscing about those roads and everything, that is very important to me. It has fueled the passion, not only the passion that I have for cycling, but the passion that I have for this event.
Well, and we'll get to the gravel in just a moment, too. But this is more than just gravel riding now, because you've got a running aspect of this too, correct?
Yeah, we introduced running just last year, and it's grown to about 50. It's kind of funny, we have 650 cyclists and we have 50 runners, so I really am looking to grow the running, and not just running, jogging, walking, all that aspects too. But we have a 6K, we have a 10K, and we have a half marathon, and next year I am looking to introduce an ultra endurance run.
An ultra
endurance run?
Yeah.
It's
a fancy word for, I want to show you more of the scenery, and to do that, it's going to take about 30 miles.
I want to show you more of the scenery. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Bobby, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for that. And, of course, well, if you know cycling and how things are done around here, it is doing things, getting the most you possibly can out of yourself, and
go
this
big
is just
or go
another
home.
Opportunity to do that. So, what about the gravel grinding, the routes? Are the routes the same year to year, or do you try to make that a little bit different, Bobby?
So I hate to call it a short route, but the shorter route is the same this year, that changes every 2 years, and the middle route also changes every 2 years. The long distance is the one that's very unique. Now it's unique. It used to be the only way you could do it. The riders have no map, no sense of where they're going. They show up at the start line, and I say, look west. And then I hand them a cue card, and that cue card gets them about 30 to 40 miles. And what that's based off of is turn left here, turn right there, turn left. That's it. No map. No idea where they're going to end up, except that they trust that I'll get them back to Americas at the end of the day.
At the end of the day. At the end of a long day.
At the end of a long day, exactly.
So how long might that route be?
That route is always 120-ish. And I say ish so that I'm not, I'm not cornered into a specific mileage.
In,
so,
right.
Right. There's always one more hill I might want to show you.
So you mentioned the other. What's the shortish route?
The shortish route is 30-ish, and the mid route is 80-ish.
So you mentioned. So how many do we have signed up for the rides then?
We just yesterday topped 700 for the event. We have about 40-50 runners. So yeah, we're around 650.
My happy cyclists. With that number. That's a lot. That's a big number right there.
I'm always happy anything above 500, and I've promised myself I would never let it get above 1,000. So we still got a little bit of ways to go for 1,000, but 700 is an excellent number. Again, it's the second largest gravel event in the state of Kansas, so I'm excited about that.
Well, this has come a long way. You mentioned in just 4 short years, really. You know, when you got this started, is this kind of what you envisioned then? Is this on the path that you like to see?
Yeah, this is where the event's gonna be, and from now on it'll be settling in and getting things ironed out, worked out, and adding things around the event. We started getting requests this year for expo booths, and the Town of America's stopped doing their America's Days a few years ago, so we have talked the last 2 years about bringing that back around this event, and I think next year, if not the entire America's Days, we will be looking to bring in definitely an expo in the park next year. So, yes.
Yeah.
I was going to ask about that, you know, specifically about the city's support for this and kind of the city planning / activities that are going to be going on conjoint here with the Flint Hills Gravel Ride.
Yeah, you're starting to see more of it. I know that Prairieland Partners, Nick Roth out there, who's a great sponsor this year, he is going to come in full force with his tractor supply. So there'll be a little bit of a tractor show in the park this year. You know, inventory is starting to pick back up. That was a thing for a while after the pandemic, and inventory is picking back up. So they'll be down there this year. That will entice more of the community to stop by the event, just looking at the big tractors down there. The little bit of expo, the food truck that we have this year is coming in. I just noticed yesterday on Facebook, a local business themselves who hadn't even contacted me, which is great. That's wonderful, because they've bringing in their own food truck and having their own little party in support of the event, and that is wonderful. That is exactly what I want. I want the community to benefit from it.
Well, and it's all happening this Saturday, and activities abound. So when do things start? Let's kind of run down the week. What's going on here?
Yeah, so it starts off kind of a soft opening, because we have a gravel camp that we offer, and that starts tomorrow. We have 10 campers coming in for that, so they'll start seeing them around town. And then Friday afternoon is when my big event kicks off, and check-in is from 3:00 to 8:00. We have a spaghetti fee, which is open to anybody from 5:00 to 8:00, and then at that point in time the riders and the runners kind of go home, settle in, get ready for bed. Saturday morning it kicks off. The first riders go out of town at 7:45, and people will be leaving until 9:15 when the last runner takes off. We do have one more event that takes off this year. It's gonna be the very last one going. It's a free 4 to 6 mile bike ride for kids 18 and under. It is absolutely free. I prefer they register, but registration is free. That is because of Dr. Michael Reynolds here in Emporia. He made a donation, and those free kids still get t-shirts. They still get bib plates. They still get a finishing product. They are out there just like anybody else, but they only have to get out there 4 or 6 miles, and they're with the runners and the joggers, so they're safe in amongst all that crowd.
Okay.
So I wanted to do that to get the have the local kids who show up on their BMX bikes. I want them to have an opportunity to get out there and ride also.
So if they want to pre-register, how can they do that?
They can pre-register. Go to flinthillsgravelride.com, and it'll take you to the registration page. They can show up day of. We'll work it out, but pre-registration helps me out a lot.
Cool. Dare we ask about Flint Hills Ultra later this year?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about the Flint Hills Ultra. You know, that'll always be kind of a pocket event. It'll never be even a 50-person event, but it will always be, I'd say 10 to 15 start and probably about 5 who finish. It's a 1,050-mile bike ride. That is a passion project. That is me falling in love with the beauty of the Flint Hills and gravel roads. And researching that took about, I'd say about 9 months of just me dropping the girls off at school in the morning and then hopping in the Jeep and disappearing for the afternoon with my cell phone for work in my pocket. But it'd be funny. My wife would call me and say, "Why are you in Cali County?" I don't know. I just ended up here today. It just worked out.
It just happened.
It just happened. So that's definitely a passion project. That's flinthillsultra.com. And if nothing else, it's also a beautiful drive for a lot of people. The routes are out there, so you feel safe, comfortable going out there with a little bit of clearance, but nothing sketchy. And you can enjoy the beauty of the Flint Hills. They're all public roads.
Yeah, there'll be something going on in America's all day, really, on Saturday with Bobby mentioned to food trucks, and I know Harry and Lloyd's, all those folks have stuff going on, and you have garnered a lot of sponsorships, haven't you, for this event?
We have got a lot of sponsorships. Too many to roll through now, but I do want to name off a couple of the key ones. I already mentioned Dr. Mark Reynolds. Hannah Orthodontics has been with me since before the event even started. Dr. Hannah Richards said, you know, if you ever do anything, make sure and reach out. And I did, and he was the first one to say yes. ESB Financial and Longbine Auto Plaza is our two key sponsors for all of our pit stops. And without pit stops, the riders and the runners don't make it back. So yes, very thankful for them.
All right. Well, Bobby, really appreciate your time with us here this morning. Really cannot wait to see how this all unfolds over the next several days, and obviously with the big activity list taking place on Saturday.
Yeah. So as far as fundraising, are there fundraising opportunities here, Bobby?
Yes, absolutely. The other byproduct of this is to benefit everybody. So not only do I benefit the businesses in Americas and the businesses in Emporia, I've heard the hotels are pretty well stocked. We reach out and directly benefit the NICA program, which is a mountain bike program here in Emporia, Kansas. This year I brought in the Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow group to come in and run one of my pit stops. We'll be donating to them. Payne's Promise has been with me since the very beginning, and they will always be there. Brian and Joey are just wonderful. It's a wonderful family. So they'll be there running one of my pit stops. We donate to the United Methodist Youth Program. They come out and help out the finish line. And then this year, out of nowhere, the America's Middle School stepped up, and they reached out. Their kids have to have so many community service hours, so they will be with me the entire day on Friday. They are giving me their kids for the entire day, letting them out of school to come over there and help set up, and it'll be an exciting, fun day.
And I think the spaghetti dinner Friday night.
So the spaghetti dinner is Friday night. That will benefit the Playscape project there in Emporia, in America. So they're working on getting a splash pad. That is absolutely correct.
Yeah, and they just did a great job on the ball fields there too.
Ball fields are beautiful over there. Absolutely.
Yeah, looking good. Well, congratulations on all you've accomplished.
Thank you very much.
Way to go, and good luck with this robust event.
Thank you. I'm excited, yeah.
Well, we appreciate you taking time to stop in this morning. Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you both.
Yeah, Bobby Thompson with us here this morning. Chuck?
All right. Tomorrow's Newsmaker guest will be at the 8:20 time slot. Alex Mosakowski is joining us to talk about a special community emergency preparedness fair coming up later this month.
All right. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you by Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites. Live like home. Good morning. It's 8:56.
Mr. G's Express Car Wash, the ultimate in car wash technology. Your ride will be sparkling clean in just 3 minutes. Wash services include a Rust-Tite treatment for the undercarriage. There's free use of vacuums and mat cleaners for customers. Single washes start at just $9, or get unlimited use with a monthly membership for only $21.99. Located at 6th and Prairie.
Here's what's happening at the School of Visual and Performing Arts at Emporia State University.